From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Stock valuations flash a warning sign. That's next on Your Money Matters.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Jennifer Strong in New York. Stocks at record highs come with rich valuations, and that can be seen as a warning sign, not only for individual investors, but also public pension funds that base their health on investment targets. Joining me now in the studio is Stephen Rosalillo. Stephen, you say it's time to lower your sights.
That's right. Yeah. So thanks for having me, first of all. And, you know, it's really interesting because there's been a lot of news recently about how the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, all three of them have registered record highs at the same time. And that's the first time that that's happened since 1999. So it's pretty staggering, for one, because it's been 16 years since that's happened. But while people are noticing this, though, another thing to think about is the fact that the stock market is getting pretty overvalued here. And by pretty much any valuation metric you choose, the stock market is overvalued right now.
You also write in your latest piece that this is a conundrum facing pension funds, many of which already aren't fully funded.
Yeah, so the issue here is pension fund needs to hit a, let's call it 7.5% investment target. And so how are you going to do that? And just by simple math, if you think of a traditional portfolio, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, it's going to be really tough to hit that. And because bond yields are so low right now, you think of the 10-year treasury yield, that's at 1.5%. That's actually pretty good compared to yields that you get around the globe, many of which are negative now. So that means that stocks are going to have to make up some of that difference here. The problem is that in a rich equity valuation environment like we have now, forward returns tend to be lower. So what does that mean? So a lot of people say, oh, valuations, does that mean the market is going to crash right now? Well, not necessarily. The market can stay overvalued for quite a while here. So if you're seeing these valuations, this doesn't necessarily mean that the market's going to fall today, tomorrow, or even a year from now. But the key thing to think about, though, is that when we get to this point, and what I wrote about in my piece was that we are now in the top 10% of the richest valuation environments when we look at history. So now we've entered this part where, okay, the market is pretty pricey. So what does that mean? So when we looked at those previous times when the market has been similarly overvalued as it is today, the returns a decade later, so 10 years later, on average, the S&P averages about a 4% gain a year. So 4% is not very good. You think long-term average for stocks is about 7 or 8%. So 4% is about half of that. So again, this is a long-winded way of saying, is a crash imminent? No, not necessarily. I mean, it could happen, but, mm-hmm. but probably not. But longer term, lower your sights, meaning longer term performance is likely to be more muted than what investors have gotten accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. That's the Wall Street Journal's Stephen Rosalillo joining me here in the studio. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters from the newsroom in New York. I'm Jennifer Strong.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.